As part of Michigan Radio's ongoing election coverage, this week on Morning Edition, we're featuring interviews with candidates running for state Supreme Court. This year, two of the court's seven seats are up for consideration. Joining me now is Justice Elizabeth Clement. Governor Snyder appointed her to the Michigan Supreme Court in November 2017. Prior to serving on the court, she first joined the Snyder administration in 2011, and in 2016, she became Governor Snyder's chief legal counsel after a staff reorganization during the Flint water crisis. Justice Clement, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Before you joined the Snyder administration in 2011, you were an attorney in private practice. Tell us a little bit about the kinds of cases you typically worked on and your work at that time.
So I was in private practice and primarily focused on family law, divorce cases, child custody, adoption, and abuse and neglect. It was a passion of mine when I was in private practice and remains a passion of mine. I serve as the Michigan Supreme Court liaison to child welfare issues, which involves our foster care system. You know, very difficult area of law to practice in. It's very contentious. You generally leave with both sides not being happy with the result, especially when it involves children. And it was a very rewarding area to be in. And I'm glad that I get to continue my commitment and passion for that area and the other things that I do on the court.
On November 6th, Michiganders will decide whether to change the way political districts are drawn in our state. A yes vote would create an independent 13-member commission to draw the district lines. In the court case that allowed that question onto the statewide ballot, you were one of two Snyder appointees to side with two justices supported by the Democratic Party. That led to some sharp criticism of you. What was your process like while working on a case that involves a subject that's so politically divisive?
So the politics didn't come into play for me at all. My job is to look at the law. Look at the Constitution and apply that law regardless of who the parties are, who the special interest groups are. So I treated that case like I treat every other case. I reviewed both sides. Me and my clerk did a tremendous amount of research and sat for oral arguments, listened to the arguments, and made a decision on the case that I believe followed the rule of law and was the appropriate interpretation of the Constitution.
And in another Supreme Court ruling, you ended up in sort of a similar position, the case about the right to openly carry guns in school. Some districts have policies banning guns on school property. Opponents said districts can't write policies that violate state law. And the court ruled in favor of the schools with a divided majority of justices. Again, some supported by Republicans, some by Democrats. You sided with the majority in that case. What did you see as the legal justification there?
So that was a very easy case, in my opinion. The question was not a Second Amendment issue. It was a preemption case. There is a state statute that deals with this very issue of which local units of government cannot pass ordinances that limit open carry in locations. School districts were not included in that list.
Do you have any concerns that your votes in those cases could end up hurting your chances with Republican voters on November 6th?
They very well could. I have heard from some individuals in the grassroots of the Republican Party that are not happy. I've also heard from a lot of people that are supportive of my commitment to the independence of the judiciary, my commitment to what I have said is I took an oath to the Constitution of the state of Michigan and the Constitution of the United States, not to a political party, not to any special interest groups. That's what I stand for.
Justice Elizabeth Clement currently sits on the Michigan Supreme Court and is a candidate for one of two seats that are opening up. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.